This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thank you so much for listening. I've talked quite a bit on this show in the last year about why we need to raise the minimum wage, which has been stuck at the federal level at $2.13 an hour. Some states are above that. Some cities are above that. City of Seattle recently raised theirs to $15 an hour, or is going to raise it over the course of the next 3 to 5 years. But the amount of money that you get, you know, as the minimum wage at 7 1/4 an hour doesn't compare to that $2.13 an hour that people are getting in the service industry of restaurants. When you're a waiter or a waitress at the federal rate, you get $2.13 an hour plus tips. And that number has not changed since 1991. So in other words, when you go in and you're a customer in there, you sit down and order your food and you eat it and they bring you the check and then you have that line for adding in the tip, you're essentially paying more for that employee's salary than the boss is in many instances. My next guest is out to change that, at least in his restaurant. His name is Bob Conway. He is the owner of the Packhouse Meats restaurant in Newport, Kentucky. Bob, welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was just reading a one of those USA Today snapshot things that they have on their front page the other day, that when people go into a restaurant, the amount of tip they leave is usually less than 10% of the bill. 35% of the people leave less than 10%. 29% leave less than 20%. Only 23% leave 20% or more, which means a lot of these people are getting really, really shortchanged. And now you're taking away their tips completely. What's that? How does that work?
Well, we were concerned that the servers, the variability of the income of the servers was such that we wanted to come in and provide some stabilization to that. So what we did is we told the servers, we will pay you a minimum of $10 an hour.
Ooh.
Or we will pay you 20% of your total sales, which in a way kind of replicates a 20% tip, but it's not quite.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get whatever the greater of the two was on any given shift. What we have found, we just recently did an 11-week survey of what our servers have been making, and we found they were coming out around $15 an hour. They seem fairly happy with that.
Yeah, I bet they are. Were customers confused about this? Because people are used to going into a restaurant, sitting down, eating food, and then leaving a tip.
Yeah, they were not only confused, they were a little distressed over it, because many of them are in that percentage of tips above 20%. And they were saying, well, we don't feel right not tipping our server. We then go and we explain to them, here's what the system is, and our servers are really well taken care of. You don't need to tip at all. Usually after we explained it to them, they'd increase comfort with the system, but we still have people who will leave a dollar or two just to show their appreciation. It's not really meant to be part of the server's income, just kind of a little token of their appreciation.
Let me tell you what the people who are always against getting rid of tipping say, that the TIPS, T-I-P-S, supposedly stands for To Ensure Prompt Service. It doesn't, but that became kind of a part of the restaurant myth. And then if you don't leave tips, you can't actually tell the restaurant owner when somebody's done a good job or a bad job. How do you answer that?
That's actually a good point. And we thought about that when we started up the system. So what we did is we put in place, first through our point of sale. The point of sale can measure timing of different events within a guest experience. We put that into place, and we check those against every table that a server has. So far, the servers have been making all of these. We kind of have
benchmarks
that we want to hit. And they easily make them all the time. The other thing we do is we also, the management, and we have shoppers come in, and we watch how the servers handle their tables. And that's all. Those are also factored in there. So far, we haven't had to back off anybody's percentage because of their actual performance. In fact, you know, one of the things that happens is you can have a guest who will give a very poor tip to a server, and it might not be their fault at all. It could be, often it's a problem in the kitchen, not a problem with service at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we put those, that's why we put those different things in place to kind of assure the quality. But it's a valid point to some degree, except for the fact, if you think about it, you pay your tip at the end of the experience, and you're not ensuring any prompt service.
That's right.
If it's already happened.
It's not like you held out a $100 bill when you sat down and said, hey, you treat us right, this is going to be yours.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true.
Why is this not an industry norm? I know the National Restaurant Association, the lobbying group, they don't even want the minimum wage raised at all. Why is there so much reticence to going to a system where you really just pay for what you buy and the owner pays the people for the job they do, like in every other business?
It's nice to be having restaurants like paying their servers $2.13 an hour, and letting the burden be on the guest and letting the risk of the variability in sales be borne by the server as opposed by the business.
But, you know, they always say that if you got rid of tipping and paid people more, that the cost of dining out would go up and restaurants would hire fewer workers. Is that the case at Packhouse Meats?
Our prices are higher because labor is a bigger portion of our financials.
Yep.
And, you know, we have to pay these people. But when you go through and think it through, we raised our prices simply to cover the labor of the servers, which you were theoretically they're being compensated in tips for that same labor. So the effect to the guest is a net zero, because what they weren't paying in tips is included in a little bit higher price.
Yep.
And from a business perspective, we've collected extra money, but we're immediately paying that out, so it's a net zero for the business. And the server, basically, it's not like they're making any more money, or at least these are all in theory, but they're theoretically not making any less money. It's just their income is stabilized.
Right. They get a steady paycheck instead of waiting to see what the whims of the customers are like. Now, Bob, you used to run a group of restaurants that included some TGI Fridays outlets.
Correct.
Have they gone to follow your lead?
No, they haven't. But, for restaurants like a Fridays, and I've talked to restaurant managers in concepts other than Fridays, when you have the same model where you have hostess and busers and bartenders, all of whom can be tipped employees, it's a lot more complicated putting it into place. Can it be done? Well, it certainly can be done. It's just a lot more complicated making it happen. There's some people who think it would work really, really well in that system. But, you know, this is something where everybody's afraid to raise their prices in an environment where, especially in the casual dining segment, is very competitive, and everybody's kind of struggling right now because there's a lot of pressure from the fast casual restaurants like Panera and McAllister's and Jimmy John's. All these guys have come in right below who there's no tipping in those restaurants, and that's a segment that's growing very rapidly. And so everybody in casual dining is very reluctant to do anything that would cause the value of their brand to be compromised in any way.
So but don't those restaurants do well and pay their people non-tipping wages?
Yes, they do. They pay, you know, kind of a market rate. You know, I'll call it similar to fast food, but they actually have to pay a bit of a premium over the quick service restaurants.
I've only got about 30 seconds left here, Bob. I'm curious if, because your servers get 20% of the food that they sell, are they doing a good job upselling?
Oh, yes. They certainly will. They always offer dessert. They always offer cocktails. They they're good salespeople, and that's kind of what you want.
That's exactly what you want, and they should be rewarded for that hard work. I hope that the concept catches on. I know there are a few restaurants here and there that are doing it. Maybe you can be one of the leaders going forward. Bob Conway from Packhouse Meats in Newport, Kentucky, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. America Weekend.